This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 16th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item number 4, draft advisory opinion 2015-4, collective actions PAC. We have Gabe Panic and Robert Knopp of the Office of General Counsel, and I believe we have Mr. Chris Pearson, who is the chair of Collective Action PAC, on the line. Mr. Pearson.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Hi, thank you very much for participating. Welcome. Okay, is there a presentation, Mr. Panic?
Yes.
And thank you very much for being here to present. I understand that you are an intern in the office.
That's right.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to your presentation. Thanks for your work.
Thank you, Chair Ravel. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1539A contains a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from Collective Actions PAC, a non-connected political committee. The committee asks whether it may include the name of Senator Bernard Sanders, a candidate for the Democratic Party nomination for president, in the name of a website or social media page operated by the committee, if such website or social media page does not solicit any contributions. The draft concludes that Collective Actions PAC may not use candidate Sanders' name in the names of its websites or social media pages. Unauthorized committees are generally prohibited from including the name of a candidate in the name of the committee, which includes the title of any website or social media account operated by the committee. None of the relevant exceptions to this rule apply. We receive no comments on the request and one comment from the requester on the draft. If the Commission approves the draft, the Office of the General Counsel requests authorization to make any necessary technical and conforming changes. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Commissioner Goodman.
Yes, Mr. Panic, that was an excellent presentation from a law student. Welcome.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I guess I have a question for you. The use of the name of a candidate in a URL website, that's not in our regulation, is it? That's creation of a former advisory opinion, applying the regulation. Am I right about that?
Are you talking about this particular, in this particular context, or in other?
As a general rule, the treating a URL of a website as a activity, you know, the regulation speaks of programs, activities, and what have you. The application of those terms that our regulation prohibits to the use of a URL that has the name Newt in it or Bernie was an application out of an advisory opinion, right?
Right. The first time that came up was in the Newt Watch advisory opinion. That's right.
Right. Okay. I'm right about that, Mr. Panic?
Yes, Commissioner Goodman.
Thank you. Okay. I guess I just had a comment then, and that is, I understand that this is water over the dam. The Commission decided to expand this rule to include programs and activities historically beyond just the use of a name in the name of an unauthorized political committee. And the Commission did that. That has been reviewed by a federal circuit court and ruled to be constitutional. And I understand that by advisory opinion, the Commission has historically extended the activities and programs restriction to a URL using the name Newt, and therefore, where it's pretty clear this is Bernie Sanders, that rule applies. So I'm not here to make new law today. I'm going to vote for this draft because this is based on the precedence of the Commission. I do think, however, that every reference in a URL website, where you might land on a website that makes it very clear you are not Bernie, you're a third-party group that supports Bernie, avoids the fundamental reason why we have this rule in the first instance, which is to avoid fraud and confusion. And so if there is no fraud or confusion once you land on that website, I'm I'm concerned that we may have gone applied this rule and restriction in an overbroad way. I'm going to vote for this draft today because this is based on the precedence of the commission. I would support looking again at this restriction and tailoring it to situations that that apply directly to fraud and confusion.
All right. Are there any other comments, questions? Thank you very much again, Mr. Panic, for your, and they're obviously doing a good job at NYU training you.
So, Mayor Avell.
Thank you. All those in favor, please indicate by saying,
wait,
motion.
I'll be happy to make that motion.
Really? No, we don't need it. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair.
Absolutely. Thanks, Madam Chair. In draft advisory opinion 2015-04 relating to collective actions PAC, I move approval of agenda document number 15-39-A, otherwise known as draft A.
Thank you. Now, are there
technical
any?
Technical and conforming edits. And
yes, I will. Let me add that in as well. And authorize OGC to make any technical and conforming edits that may be necessary.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, hearing no comments, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Aye. Madam Secretary, that matter is decided unanimously. Once again, thank you. You achieved something that nobody else can achieve. unanimous vote. Thank you.